friends, welcome back to A Year of Great Dates. I'm Erin Mishaw, and I'm here with my friend Ted Lowe. Ted is a writer, speaker, podcast host, and author of several great books on marriage. I'm super grateful to be having this conversation today. So welcome back, Ted.
Thank you, Erin. Always love getting to be here with you, especially when we're diving into something like we are today that's so foundational. Today's topic is the one that holds up all the others.
So true. So in our previous episodes, we've talked about fun, communication, and connection. But today, we want to zoom way out. We're talking about trusting God with your marriage, and not just when things are hard, but as a way of life.
Yes, because here's what I've seen over and over in my own marriage and working with couples for 20 plus years, is that most of us think the key to a better marriage is just to do better, communicate better, be more patient, fix the budget.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah, but even when we do the quote-unquote right things, it's not always enough, because what's going on in us always flows out of us. If we're not connected to God, the one who fills us with love and joy and peace and patience, which are the things our marriage needs, we're going to eventually hit a wall.
That's so true. And I've heard you say, whether in crisis or doing great, that people tend to believe their marriage depends solely on the dynamics between the two of them. But there's another relationship that matters even more, which is their relationship with God.
Absolutely. But I get it. Some people just checked out when they hear that. But it's powerful when we pause and consider that when Jesus was asked, what matters most? He said in Mark 12, 30 through 31, he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There's no commandment greater than these. You know, Erin, this is about order of love here. We love God first, and we love our spouse second.
That's so good. And really, it's so freeing, because it takes the pressure off of your spouse to try to be everything.
Exactly. You know, my wife, Nancy, she is amazing, but she is not my savior. She's my wife. She's also a mom, a daughter, a friend, an employee. There's only so much that she can give. But when I connect with God, when I'm rooted in him, you know, I stop trying to get too much from Nancy, and that creates this ripple effect of how I respond, how Nancy responds, and even how our kids respond.
I love that. Okay, so let's make it practical. If somebody's thinking, okay, but how do I actually trust God with my marriage? Where do they start?
That's a great question. You know, I always come back to this. When I connect with God, I become a better version of me. I'm more loving, I'm more patient, I'm less reactive. So the starting point is this, and it might sound a little bit weird to some, but give it a try. Get along with God and invite him into your marriage.
Yeah, so what does that look like for you?
Well, I think I've said on these a couple of times, I have ADHD, and so I have to be strategic with how I pray, or I'll be all over the place. So for me, I tie my prayers into a document, but before I start, I get on my knees and say, God, you're king, and I'm not. And then I read some scripture, and then I start typing out my prayers. And to be honest, Erin, if you were to read it, some of it reads like the ramblings of a crazy person, but I know it works, and I know it works because I'm more loving, and I'm more joyful and patient, and I'm more kind on the days I connect with God than on the days that I don't. I'm not perfect, but I am better.
I love that. It's like the digital version of journaling. But honestly, what you're saying is so true. And I love that you're not talking about a formula. You're really talking about freedom. Make space for God. Let him lead, because even our best effort to love gets better when we trust God.
Absolutely. And you know, when trusting God with your marriage isn't about being passive, it's about inviting him in. It's saying, God, I trust you with my spouse, I trust you with me, and I trust you with our us.
Yeah.
And then what do? You just keep showing up. You keep choosing love, and then you let him do the heavy lifting.
Yeah, that heavy lifting. I mean, I feel like we've probably all been there, right? I can remember when our four kids were all age 5 and under, and it was just a hard season. We were exhausted, overwhelmed, and honestly, not always kind. I remember thinking, this is probably one of those times when couples really start to drift, because there was just so much to do and so little time to actually focus on our marriage. And if I'm honest, I feel like when I think back on that season, it was really easy to resent each other. And I remember thinking, okay, I can't fix all of this right now, but I can pray. And that simple act of talking to God without trying to control or fix everything just brought peace to my heart. God didn't change my situation, but he changed my heart and my attitude toward Reese, and honestly reminded me why I loved him so much.
Exactly. That is exactly what we're talking about. So for those of you listening, wherever you are, whether your marriage feels strong, shaky, or somewhere in between, we want you to leave with this. Trust God with your marriage, not just with the hard stuff, but with the whole thing. Trust Him to lead, trust Him to heal, and trust Him to do what you can't.
Yes. So keep showing up and keep loving, but most of all, keep trusting the one who loves you both more than you can imagine. All right, friends, that's it for today. Thank you for joining us for A Year of Great Dates. We'll see you next time. And until then, trust God and keep loving each other. Let the good times roll.